If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Dear friends in Christ, memory or remembrance is a central theme in the Old Testament. The Lord constantly reminded the people of his presence in their life and everything he has done for them from when they were in Egypt to when they came to the wilderness, leading them to the promised land. And in Exodus, we hear him when he was giving the commandments. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is the Lord alone. He always wanted them to listen, to hear what the Lord had to tell them. But some of the people hardened their hearts from listening and obeying the commandments of God. And our reading today gives us an example of such situation when God sent his prophet Jeremiah to talk to the people, but they hardened their hearts from listening to the word of God and understanding that the Lord is with them and his commandments are for their good. In our gospel passage of today, we hear Jesus again encountering the people with a miracle. Despite the good things he has done in their lives, some of them hardened their hearts from accepting the message he was passing across, the message of salvation, the message of healing, the message of love. They hardened their hearts to that. And we can liken these people to the parable of the sower who went out to sow the seed, and some of the seed fell on good soil, while some fell on bad soil. These are the people who received the message of God, but refused to let it touch their hearts, to let it move them to conversion. When you listen to the word of God, does it lead you to conversion? When you hear the word of God, his invitation to come and follow me, and I will make you disciples of all nations, do you harden your heart, or do you allow your heart for Jesus to take control? As we draw closer to Easter, dear friends, Jesus is inviting us. The few more days we have for Lent is a time for us to put in some effort, some extra effort, pray harder, asking God for more grace to conquer that area in our lives that is so hardened that the word of God has not been able to go through. May Jesus Christ, that we receive in the Eucharist every morning here, influence us, and may he do his work in our lives now and always. Amen.